From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. The U.S. Supreme Court is going to take up the issue of camping in public places 5 years after a Boise case put limits on what cities can do to stop people experiencing homelessness from sleeping outside. The decision in the Martin versus Boise case has been cited by many cities across the country who say homeless encampments have been growing due in part to a lack of affordable housing. So now there's a new case. It comes from Grants Pass, Oregon, and it has both cities hoping to curb camping and homeless advocates who say people have nowhere else to go, turning their focus to the Supreme Court, which will now take up that case later this year. Rachel Spacek is a reporter with the Idaho Statesman, and she took a deep dive into this story and what a Supreme Court decision could mean for Boise's homeless population. Rachel, it's always nice to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Gemma.
So, Rachel, let's back up to 5 years ago and give us a little bit of history for folks who aren't familiar with the Marvin versus Boise case. What was it and what was decided?
Yeah, so in 2019, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decided that the city of Boise Police Department, and this had implications for all Western cities, cannot arrest people for sleeping outside when there are no shelter beds available for people to move into. Mm-hmm. So you can't arrest someone for sleeping outside if there are no shelter beds. You can't ticket them. And so before this, the city was indeed arresting people for sleeping outside if there were no shelter beds. So this case decided that it's cruel and unusual punishment to punish people for sleeping outside when there's nowhere else for them to go. And so what's happening now, what's happened since 2019 when that case was decided, is when police find someone sleeping outside, they are supposed to be communicating with our homeless shelters. That's Boise Rescue Mission and Interfaith Sanctuary in Boise, to see if they have adequate shelter beds. And if not, you know, they can't ticket them. And if so, I've been told that officers work with the person to try to get them into shelter. So that's kind of where we stand now. And that's what a lot of Western cities are doing. Like, everyone has to follow this court decision that was decided in 2019. So that's what everyone's doing.
Okay, and I misspoke. I called it Marvin versus Boise. It's Martin versus Boise. That's the case. Okay, so Rachel, as you mentioned, over the last 5 years then, a lot of cities across the country, first off, have been struggling with a growing number of people camping in public spaces. And city officials have said that the Martin versus Boise case has put limits on what cities can do. Now, my question is that a fair assessment? Because my understanding, as you just described this, is that if there are no shelters available, you cannot ticket someone for sleeping outside. There might be other things you could do.
Yeah, so that is what homeless advocates in Boise are saying, is, you know, the police can still move people, and you know, you can still say there's no camping, you know, in parks from this time to this time. So cities still have the ability to regulate, you know, public spaces, where camping in public spaces. But like you said, it is becoming a major issue, so much so that I was kind of surprised to learn this, but California Governor Gavin Newsom is actually hoping that the Supreme Court will side with Grants Pass, the city in this case, because he wants to have more means to regulate homeless encampments and camping in California, where he says it's a big problem and, you know, it's kind of out of their hands to regulate it. But advocates say on the other side that, you know, it's cruel and unusual punishment to ticket people for sleeping outside when, you know, it should be on the city to ensure that there's adequate shelter, beds, and even affordable housing for people who have had to resort to sleeping on the streets.
Okay, so my interest is very piqued that we have Governor Gavin Newsom in California, who is, you know, I mean, arguably quite liberal. So with that said, if he wants the just wants the case to side with Grants Pass, what is the Grants Pass case then? I mean, what is the core of this case?
Okay, so Grants Pass was basically ticketing people, fining people for using camping paraphernalia. So that's like pillows, blankets, could be cardboard, you know, as shelter. And so this was how that city was kind of getting around the Boise case. They weren't ticketing people for the act of sleeping outside, but for using these materials. And it kind of that led to a lawsuit from a group of homeless people who said that it was cruel and unusual punishment under the Boise case. And that's kind of where we are today. The case was appealed. Once the lower court sided with the homeless people, the city appealed. So now it is to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court announced that it would take up this case earlier this month. So that will definitely be interesting, because I mentioned in my story, when the Boise case was decided, the Supreme Court ultimately decided not to take up the case and went with the lower court's decision. But their decision not to take up that case, that was made up of a court that looks very different than the Supreme Court looks now, with all of the Donald Trump appointees and such. So it could be a lot different than what we saw in the Boise case.
Okay, so if I'm understanding the Grants Pass case properly, Rachel, it is that they, you know, they, the city of Grants Pass, the city officials are saying, look, we know we cannot ticket someone for sleeping in public spaces if there's no shelter. What we can do, though, is ticket them for, as you said, camping paraphernalia. So things like pillows, blankets, maybe a tent, things like that. That's so that is that the is that kind of the heart of the case right there? It's really those semantics.
Yes. It's really those things. And yeah, they're issuing fines for people who are using these items.
Okay. So you also looked at how Boise has dealt with the Martin versus the Martin versus Boise case over the last 5 years. So what did the city of Boise say about how this, how the capital city in Idaho has been impacted by that case?
Yeah. So they've really, they've told me they've really had to communicate with the police department and the shelters to see if there are beds. And, you know, the city obviously told me that police are more kind of in the mindset of resource providers than, you know, police officers there to like ticket them and take them to jail. And so the Boise police officers try to find safe alternatives for them before they issue citations. So that's on the city side, which, you know, was a little bit different than I heard from some local housing advocates, including Jody Peterson-Steigers, who's the director of Interfaith Sanctuary. She says that the city, yes, can't ticket someone for sleeping outside, but they are still giving tickets. You know, that could be for just different kinds of actions. It could be like lewd conduct. I'm not quite sure exactly the tickets.
But different
that
types
give.
Of misdemeanors, but different types of misdemeanors, I would think that they are finding to ticket people.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And Jody Peterson-Steiger said that that kind of just perpetuates a cycle where they get written tickets, they have nowhere to go, they could be removed from where they've set up camp, they won't have money to pay for those tickets, then there could be a warrant issued for their arrest, they couldn't show up to the court date, and then it just kind of ends up where they're in jail. And she argues that that is more of a burden on taxpayers than, you know, having someone have a extra shelter bed or even have an affordable housing unit. So that's kind of the two sides of where we are now in Boise. And Jody also argues that there are just not enough shelter beds to accommodate the unfortunately increasing population of unhoused people in Boise and the greater Treasure Valley. So she says it's unfair to issue any kinds of tickets like this because people just don't have anywhere to go.
Okay. So with that said, you said there, you know, those are the two sides. Okay. How about the side of the Attorney General in Idaho? Because he's also weighed in on this case, right?
Yeah, he did. And so he is against the Ninth Circuit decision in the Martin versus Boise case. He said in an email letter, I think to people who subscribe to his newsletter, he said that he is glad the Supreme Court will take up the case. He said the Ninth Circuit decision in the Boise case, quote, strips states of their rights to regulate public spaces. He says that the last 5 years since the decision have led to social decay. And so he really sees the Supreme Court taking this up as a, you know, win for states and local governments' ability to, you know, regulate what happens in public spaces. So he, oddly enough, Raul Labrador is on the side of Gavin Newsom, where they, you know, want cities and states to have this added ability to regulate camping in public spaces.
But you never
so
thought you'd
kind
say,
of interesting.
But you never thought you'd say that sentence. The rule, Raul Labrador and Gavin Newsom were on the same page. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure either of them would like that, but
well, but it's true. I mean, it's true.
It's true.
Okay. Okay. So with that said, then, do we have any idea then how the Grants Pass case could have impact cities like Boise? If Grants Pass prevails in the Supreme Court, because I would think it would open up, I don't know if you want to call them opportunities, but rightfully so, opportunities for police to potentially ticket people for not sleeping in public spaces, and I put that in air quotes, but you know, using sleeping equipment.
The city, you know, I think it's important to note that the city of Boise, you know, whether that's Mayor McLean and the city council, looks a lot different than prior to 5 years ago. And they've kind of really seemed like the city is taking a stance on working with homeless people and trying to, you know, build more affordable housing and things like that. But, you know, that being said, it would open the city up to have more, like you said, opportunities to ticket people. You know, spokespeople for the mayor have told me they would still plan on business as it has been for the last 5 years, working with shelters to make sure there is space for them. But like I mentioned, what Jody said, the police are still ticketing people basically for being homeless, not on paper for being homeless, but it appears that they're ticketing people for being homeless. So it could get worse. It could stay the same depending on, you know, how the city decides to work with shelters. But I think it just worries people to have another mechanism to ticket homeless people who are already struggling and don't have money to pay for any tickets or fines that they may have accrued.
Well, and to play the devil's advocate very quickly in this, Rachel, I mean, when you look at cities in particular in Oregon right now, I mean, you look at Portland, you look at Eugene, maybe I don't know much about Grants Pass, but I know where it is, right? They have tremendous homeless problems now, right? But the state of Oregon also rescinded being able to ticket and fine people for using illicit drugs. So that potentially has played an impact in their, you know, really they're very a big homeless issue. So is it then difficult to almost, you know, it's almost like apples to oranges, right? Comparing maybe a city like Boise to maybe these other cities that are experiencing tremendous homeless issues. Not to say that we're not experiencing it, but you know, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, is it difficult to kind of compare them?
Yeah, Yeah, I think it is. And we were talking about California. You know, we've all seen pictures or experienced it firsthand, the, you know, very much like homeless encampments and communities that, you know, like you said, Oregon, California has. And so Boise is not yet there, but I do think that they're kind of two different sides to how to ensure we don't like get there. And one of those is to make sure that we are providing housing or building more homeless shelter space. And then I think the other side of that some of the cities and around Labrador are taking is we need to have the means to move people, find them, you know, give them greater incentives to not camp on the street. So I think it's hard. And yeah, it is comparing apples to oranges, looking at, you know, the few homeless people we may see in our day-to-day lives in Boise versus in Portland or San Francisco. But I do think that there is a fear here, and you hear it all the time. You know, we don't want to turn into those cities. And so I think one side feels that the police, you know, the law is the way to go. And the other side feels like we owe people a shelter, and that is how we are going to solve this problem. And they say a case like this, if the Supreme Court sides with Grant's pass, would make it worse and, you know, provide less of an incentive for cities to provide housing if they have the means just to move people and ticket them and put them in jail.
Okay. Well, as always, Rachel, really appreciate you coming on the program and talking more about this. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed. Because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to Life Kit from NPR.